Good morning. I am sitting on my front porch with my coffee, while it is still cool enough to do so, and watching the world wake up. There's a real feeling of change in the air. All the schools around here started recently, and so there are school buses, or have been school buses, going past all morning, and that, just the fact that there are school buses out there makes it feel like everything is starting, if that makes sense. And so I decided to try something new and just record a few thoughts while I sit here on the porch with my coffee and a sparrow who has decided to take up residence in the bushes around our porch. And oh, he's a little worse for the wear. He's quite ragamuffin, and he only has one tail feather, so I think he's had a bit of a hard go of it lately. I've put some seed out for him, but he hasn't found it yet. At any rate, he keeps hopping around on the porch, and I am just sitting here quietly, contemplating. And I had a few thoughts, and I thought I might share them with you. This idea of a new beginning is quite pertinent at the moment, because for the first time in a long time, I finished two knitting projects. And I know that sounds silly. I mean, knitters start projects and knitters finish projects, and it's no big deal. But I never have. I have started possibly 1,000 projects, and I have probably finished all of half a dozen. And the reason is, I don't actually like following other people's patterns. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean to be at all detrimental to anybody else's patterns or their beautiful work. But I am absolutely a process knitter, not a product knitter. And what I want to do is, when I see a pattern that I find intriguing, I want to learn the technique or explore the whatever it is, the thing that is new and intriguing about that pattern. And then kind of once I've got it, I don't want to keep following somebody else's instructions and just keep doing whatever it is that I've got. Like, I've got it now. And so I end up seeing something else that I find intriguing and casting that on, which means I am perpetually running out of needles, because they are always stuck in some project that I'm not finishing. But just in the last month, I've actually cast on two hats, quite simple hats, and I've made them up completely as I've gone along, which means I've finished them, because the entire process was learning something new. The start of the hat was new, and then when I switched into the pattern, that was new, and I was figuring it out. And then finishing it was also new. It wasn't like I was following something that was pre-written and preordained. And so I know this sounds silly, because I work in the knitting industry, and I am surrounded by yarn, and I should have a million finished projects. But I never do, and I've just finished two of them, and I so enjoyed them, and I have so enjoyed that feeling of accomplishment of having finished them. And I realize how silly that sounds, but I kind of wanted to share it. Anyway, I am going to take that lovely feeling of accomplishment. Actually, I'm going to take that lovely feeling of accomplishment and write both of these patterns down so that I have them and I don't lose them and forget them and then later have to try to reverse engineer them, because we all know what that is like. So at some point, very soon, I'll write them both down. And you have seen the results on my Instagram, if you've looked at it, Instagram and Facebook. And maybe I'll put them in the newsletter as well. Well, I put one in the newsletter. I'll put the second one in the newsletter. soon. At any rate, I am going to take this lovely feeling of accomplishment and this lovely feeling of new beginnings. Having the school buses go by makes me want to crack open a new notebook and sharpen a pencil. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to take that feeling, get my notebook and my fountain pen. I don't use a pencil anymore. And plan my day and go into the day feeling like I'm going to get a lot of stuff done. It's a very good feeling. I hope you have just as productive and accomplished a day as I'm hoping to.